Coming up on episode number 820, it's time for another All Request Show. Yes, you've called in, you've written in, you've asked me to play some things, and it's a holiday week with Thanksgiving here coming up in just a couple days, and no better time than to gather the family around, get them all together, and listen to some covers of T-Rex, Hot Chocolate, Robbie Williams, and Smokey Robinson, and The Miracles. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Yeah, we've got the family all together, right? Everybody's gathered around the Victrola, listening to the podcasts that come out of the Victrola. hoping that I'll play some Killers or some Concrete Blonde or something. Well, you're in luck. That's exactly who I'm going to be playing in just a couple minutes. Let's get things started, though, with a cover going out to Lee Donaghy. This is a cover of T-Rex's Bang a Gong, and it's performed by Ministry and Co-Conspirators.
Yeah. Hi, this is Emily, longtime listener, sometimes requester. I usually call around my dad's birthday in September, but we will be together for Thanksgiving, so I thought I would delay it so we could listen together. I actually have a specific cover request this time instead of just a general hopeful question. I'm really hoping that you can play a cover I found on YouTube. It's Star Wars Meets Metal, and it's by this fantastic metal guitarist who goes by 331E Rock on YouTube, and he's done covers of pop, of TV shows, themes, of classic rock, I mean, just everything, and he's fantastic. And I would really appreciate it if you could play, again, his Star Wars Meets Metal on a request show sometime around Thanksgiving. That would be amazing and fantastic, and just keep on keeping on with all your amazing stuff you're doing. So thank you very much.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
You've been trying that Jedi mind trick on me since the 8th grade. It doesn't work.
Oh, it works.
Sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and she felt a spark tingle to her bones. It was then she felt alone and wished that she'd gone straight and not succumb to a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal. They were confused, I remember so well. They stopped into a strange hotel with neons burning bright. They felt the heat of the night and it hit them like a freight train, moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone somewhere far off played as they were walking down by the arcade. As the light burned through the beat up shade and he was walking up, she got the coin into the cup. Another blind man at the gate. See, it's just another simple twist of fate. Hey. How long must he wait?
Concrete Blonde with a terrific cover of Simple Twist of Fate, originally done by Bob Dylan. You'll find that on their collection entitled Still in Hollywood from 1994, a combination of B-sides and greatest hits, live tracks. Really, really good album. And I'm such a fan of Concrete Blonde, and had the chance to interview Jeanette Napolitano for Coverville. If you go back into the archives, you'll find that one. Got to talk to her about a cover album that she put out and what she's doing now, things like that. It was one of those dream, you know, kind of geek moments where I got to geek out over a musician that I'd been a fan of for such a long time. Simple Twist of Fate by Concrete Blonde. From their album Still in Hollywood. Before that, 331 E-Rock. Oh, by the way, Simple Twist of Fate going out to Joshua in Vienna, Virginia. And what's really weird, we have another request later on from Vienna, Virginia, from somebody else. So don't know what it is about Vienna, Virginia, but I seem to be doing really well there. Before that was Star Wars Meets Metal, performed by 331 E-Rock, which you'll find on his YouTube channel. That one going out to Emily and her father for Thanksgiving. Hope you guys enjoy that. You'll find that one on YouTube. And I do encourage you to go check out the video for that song, as well as all the other ones. This guy really can shred. Amazing, amazing guitarist. I'm looking forward to seeing more from this guy. He seems to really cover the gamut of pop songs and movie themes and TV themes really, really well. And again, needs to be said, this guy is just an amazing guitarist. 331 E-Rock, all one word. Well, three numbers in one word. Look him up on YouTube and check out his videos. We start off the set with Bang a Gong by Ministry and Co-Conspirators from their 2008 album Cover Up. That, of course, is a cover of T-Rex. Well, now is the time, right? I mean, we've got Black Friday coming up and Cyber Monday and all that. And now is the time to start thinking about those gifts for those geeks on your list. No better place to look than thinkgeek.com. I'm on there right now, and I am just blown away by what I'm looking at. There is a portal turret LED flashlight with sound. This is a turret from the game Portal or Portal 2. I want one of these so bad. So gonna have to pick one of these up at some point. I'm sure I'll wait till maybe after the holidays. But you shouldn't wait. No. Go get one right now. Go to thinkgeek.com, or better yet, go to coverville.com and click on the ThinkGeek link that you'll find right there in the show notes. That'll help me out. It'll help you out. And you can get some really, really cool stuff in the process. Holy cow, they have a Wheatley as well. A little blue and white Wheatley. Oh man, I'm going to spend so much money at ThinkGeek. I'm sure of it. I'm sure. Check them out right now. ThinkGeek.com. Start at Coverville and make your way over to ThinkGeek from the link that you find on Coverville's page. All right, I promised you another request from Vienna, Virginia. This one comes from Christopher. It's a request for the Tom Tom Club, you know, the band that Tina Weymouth and Chris France from the Talking Heads did as a side project after they left the Talking Heads, or after the Talking Heads broke up. You know, and I say after, but this was going on while the Talking Heads was still going on, so it was a side project for that time, but I think they continued doing it after the Talking Heads broke up. How's that for an explanation? One of the things they did do for a 2007 collection called Dark Sneak Love Action is a cover of this Hot Chocolate tune, You Sexy Thing, covered right here by the Tom Tom Club.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, this is Bryce in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was wondering if you would play Shadow Play by The Killers, originally by Joy Division. I think they kind of change it up a bit, and but you can still kind of hear the original in it. So anyway, if you haven't played it before, which I don't think you have, I'd like to hear it. Have a good day.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Cause everybody cries and everybody hurts sometimes. Sometimes everything is wrong. When your day is not too long, and if you feel like letting go, when you think you have too much of this life, you hang on. Everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your if you feel like you're alone. Oh no, you're not alone. sometimes everything is wrong. Sometimes you got to hold on.
Going out to David in Arnold, Maryland, that is Joe Cocker with his cover of Everybody Hurts, originally done by REM. Covered there by Joe Cocker on his 2005 album, Heart and Soul. Wow, such a great, you know, he does such amazing work with the songs that he chooses to cover. Obviously, the biggest one, Came In Through the Bathroom Window by the Beatles, a song that and Get By With Little Help From My Friends. Those are like two definitive Joe Cocker covers that a lot of people may not realize, you know, were his original. If they heard his version before they heard the Beatles version, which this day and age is more possible than it would have been, say, 30 years ago, if they heard his version before, they might be inclined to think that he was the original artist because he put so much into the songs that he chooses to cover. Joe Cocker and Everybody Hurts. Before that, a cover going out to Bryce in Salt Lake City, Shadow Play by The Killers from their Sawdust album from 2007, originally done by Joy Division. Great cover there. Thank you, Bryce, for suggesting that one. And Tom Tom Club covering You Sexy Thing from their Dark Sneak Love Action album from 2007, a song originally done in the 70s by Hot Chocolate. Great cover there by Tina Weymouth, Chris Franz, and the Tom Tom Club. Well, Coverville is also brought to you today by TuneUp. Check them out at tuneupmedia.com. Now, you've got your iTunes library, right? Or maybe even your Windows Media Player library. And you scroll through there, and what do you see? Do you see a lot of blank boxes where album cover art should be? Do you see a lot of mislabeled tracks, a lot of unknown artists, and a lot of unknown track names, things like that? Well, this is the tool for you. This is the thing that's going to help clean up that library. It's TuneUp, the number one plugin for iTunes. And right now, you can go to coverville.com, click on the link there for TuneUp, and get 20% off of your purchase of TuneUp. Just use the coupon code FW2011. And clicking from Coverville will get you that 20% off and help me out a little bit as well. The offer for this expires on December 31st, 2011, so make sure you go get that TuneUp tool, the plugin right now for iTunes or Windows Media Player, to help clean up your library. That is tuneupmedia.com. Okay, last set of music, and we're going to, while we're playing this, hopefully get Tina down here for some trivia. We missed her last time, right? A couple weeks ago, we did trivia and Tina wasn't here. Going to make sure she's here for this one. This song is going out to Glyn from London. Want to make sure I get his name pronounced right. A cover of the Robbie Williams tune. Now, what's really interesting about this is that the name of the song is Angels. The name of the artist is All Angels, and that's also the name of the album. So it's Angels, All Angels, All Angels, All Angels, covering Robbie Williams. You'll see what I mean. Here are Angels.
I Yeah.
Flying Pickets right there with a cover of Tears of a Clown, originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That one going out to Stephen Schloss, who requested that one a little while ago. 1991 was the album, Best of the Flying Pickets. Great collection. They're one of the more fun a cappella bands. I mean, I think you can really tell their sense of humor in the stuff they do without it necessarily going to novelty. You know what I'm saying? Flying Pickets and their cover of Tears of a Clown. Before that, Eve St. Jones and her cover of Take on Me from the Jazz in 80s collection, disc 2, or volume 2, I should say, of the Jazz in 80s collection, a cover of A-ha's Take on Me by Eve St. Jones. And we start off the set with Angels by All Angels from the album All Angels, going out to Glenn in London. That is a cover of the tune by Robbie Williams. Your mic's already on.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Can you hear?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, there you go. There's the intro. Who needs more of an introduction than that? That's Tina right there.
Yeah.
Here in the Coverville studio. How are you?
Oh my gosh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, it's been a day from hell, huh?
It has. It's like I can't. Okay. I am full and I cannot take any more complaints.
Okay.
I can't, there's nothing I can do for anybody. So please do not complain to me anymore.
You're tired of the complaint. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit.
I can't take it, Brian.
Yeah.
I just can't take it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So it's like all the drama with anybody and everybody and work, personal, whatever. I'm done. Tapped out. Done.
All right. Okay. Tina has reached F.
I have reached my boiling point. Yes.
Okay. You're really going to eat chewy taffy while we're doing this?
No, but I'm getting it ready.
Really?
I am.
Okay. Preparing that.
I am preparing. No complaining, Brian.
I'm not complaining.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
I hope that rapper sound is making everybody hungry.
I know, maybe.
But I'm not complaining.
Okay.
Don't think that what I'm doing is complaining at all. All right. Let's get to trivia. We've got another submission from a listener, and this one has a mystery theme to it. So I'm not sure. I don't think I'm even going to introduce it any further than that. Let's get right into it.
Hey, Brian and Tina. It's Toyota Boy.
Hey, we haven't heard from Toyota Boy
in
forever.
I know. A long time.
It's been a very long time. All right, cool.
This week I'm going to do a theme based on a verb. I'm pretty sure this hasn't been done before. I'm going to be playing 7 songs. Tell me what they all have in common. Ready? Number 1.
All right. Well, easy
enough.
Well,
that's ABC.
Bye.
By the Jackson 5.
Very good.
I love that song.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's.
Number 2. Right, Number
Rock Around the Clock.
Yep.
But I don't know who does it.
Bill Haley and the Comets.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm just writing these down here in case we need to know them later.
Yes.
All right, number 3.
3. This ain't a fantastic words, but I'm still on the mission. Let's see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some information, just a little additive to your education.
Okay, don't know that one.
I don't either.
I think Jay-Z, though, I think is...
Oh.
No?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking it was like 80s.
Oh, like old school.
Old school rap, yeah.
Okay, maybe.
But I don't know what it would be.
All right, well, that's interesting. Okay, number 4.
Number 4.
He said that. When I look into your eyes, so much passion burns inside. But if you need... Okay. Now I'm...
That's Gloria Estefan.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what the song is. I can't think of it.
It's the one where she goes...
Three.
Yeah, where
yeah.
she counts, right?
Yeah, counts.
1, 2, 3, 4, come on, baby, say you love me, or something like that.
Right, okay, so,
which
yeah.
I think
kind
we're
of all
kind
numbers.
Of seeing a... counting, I think,
counting,
is the...
Counting, yeah.
Is the theme, I'm guessing. So let's see what we get.
We'll rock around the clock. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Okay, they're counting.
Number 5. I've lived long enough to have learned the closer you get to the fire, the more you get
I love that he threw that one in there.
I can't think of who it is, but I know that I had.
You bought me that album.
I know.
In 1993. I'm trying to remember if it was before or after we got married.
I don't know.
That's Billy Joel and Matter of Trust.
That would have been before we got married.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Stormfront
89,
album.
89, 90.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because he opens
1991.
He opens that song with 1, 2, 3, 4, like he sings.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Number 6.
I dance around this empty house, tear us down, throw you out, screaming down the halls, spinning all around, and now we fall. Pictures framing up the past.
All right.
I don't know, but it kind of sounds like Beyonce.
Oh, I was thinking Pink.
Pink. Oh yeah. Okay, it does.
Okay.
More Pink. Okay.
More Pink. All right. I don't know that.
I don't know.
Number 7.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Counting backwards on this one. Oh. It'd take a while to get through the whole song.
Earth is calling. What is it? Oh, my gosh. I don't...
He does mention it in the song, but I don't think it's in the chorus or anything. It's Major Tom Coming Home,
yes,
by Peter Schilling.
Yeah.
And
I know, I love that song too.
Yeah. So very cool. All right.
Yeah.
Counting up, counting down. All right. Let's
counting.
Did you guess the theme? I believe even if you only got a couple of the songs right, you would still be able to guess that the theme is counting.
I could count forever, count until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. I love counting whatever the amount.
Song number 1 is, of course, the Jackson 5 with ABC, which is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Song number 2 is Bill Haley and the Comets with Rock Around the Clock, where he counts all 12 hours of the clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're gonna rock.
Song number 3 might have been a little bit harder. It's Coolio with his song 1, 2, 3, 4, something new.
That was right
Coolio.
With the 80s.
Yeah, you were. Nah. Coolio was early 90s. I think so. That was when Gangsta's Paradise came out, right?
Song number
yeah.
4
mid-90s.
Is Gloria Estefan, before she left her Miami Sound Machine and went solo, singing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, come on baby, say you love me, 5, 6, 7 times.
Song number 5 is Billy Joel, Matter of Time. Now granted, the counting is merely at the start of the song, but it still counts.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think it's Matter of Trust, not Matter of Time.
I don't know.
I think. Okay.
Song number 6 is Pink with Funhouse, where 3 times during the song she counts backwards from 9.
Gonna burn it down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Song number 7 is Peter Schilling with Major Tom Coming Home.
Any reason why we didn't get that one?
My gosh, I don't know.
4, 3, 2, 1.
She didn't count during the song, the part we heard, right?
Yeah, she counted backwards.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, that wraps it up. Do you like this one? I like mystery themes that tie songs together.
I do too.
Might do another one of these in the future. See you on another All Request show in the future. See ya.
Thank you, Toyota Boy. Good one. Love that.
That was fun.
That was a fun theme, especially throwing the Billy Joel one in there and trying to figure out, you know, if we'd get what the theme is connected to that song.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tina, thank you for joining me on what hopefully this was the bright spot of a crummy day.
It is the upswing of a crummy day.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we got Casa Bonita tonight, so don't forget that, too.
And first a Sweet Tart Chew.
There you go. So enjoy
right.
your Sweet Tart Chew. I know you've been preparing for that for the last 6 minutes.
I have.
All right. We will be back on Thursday. probably more specifically late Wednesday with the Beatles All Request Show. Now, this is, I'm not All Request Show, Beatles Thanksgiving Double Shot. This will be the 8th annual Beatles Thanksgiving Double Shot. It's an extra long show with more songs and less talk. All covers of the Beatles that we do every year for Thanksgiving. Give you some background music to listen to while you enjoy your turkey, if you do celebrate Thanksgiving. I know there's, you know, of course, people and countries out there who listen to the show who don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So for those of you, it'll just be a Beatles double shot show. And then on Friday, the big day, 24-hour Coverthon live, streamed at coverville.com. It's to raise money both for Coverville and for Alzheimer's Research, ALS.org. Great charity, and then also raising money to kind of help pay for licensing and show costs and things like that for Coverville. Because those costs, they keep going up every year, and I don't know why. But stay tuned for that. That'll be on Friday, starting at noon Mountain Time. Tune in, live requests, a lot of special guests, a lot of giveaways, a lot of cool things that you're going to be able to win by listening and participating. We'll be using the IRC chat there as well on coverville.com or Frog Pants Live, frogpants.com/live. So either place you want to go, that is where to go. There you go. Until Thursday, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find audio programming so good, there are shows that you can count on.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.